Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the anticipation regarding voter turnout?
Well, this is obvious. This is a year that comes right after the presidential, so there's a big drop off from the presidential year as far as numbers go. We're seeing, you know, about the same activity that we usually do with the absentee ballots and the early vote by mail ballots that we've had requested from us. And, you know, we've got action happening all over the county in many town races. I think we've got like four contested county ledge races. We've got the county controller's race, obviously the city of Buffalo race. So we're hoping that folks get out there. But, you know, there is activity happening all over the county.
Which races might bring up the most as far as turnout for this race?
Well, I think you're looking at a countywide controller race that seems to be heating up a little bit. The city of Buffalo race, obviously the mayor, it's going to be an uphill battle for the Republicans in the city. But, you know, I don't think either candidate is taking anything for granted here. And then you've got big races in Amherst, Tonawanda, Hamburg, Cheektowaga. You know, our larger suburbs have hotly contested town races.
How would it compare the turnout you anticipate this year compared to last year?
Well, I think this year is looking at, 4 years ago was about 38%. So the presidential race had substantially more voters. So obviously this year won't be busy in lines at our early voting sites probably. But we're looking at about 38% is what it was 4 years ago. So we would anticipate about the same now.
With regards to mail-in ballots and absentee voting, how much of the turnout do you anticipate will come from early voting or mail-in ballots?
I think we've got like close to 14,000 or 15,000 ballots that went out. So that's about where we were 4 years ago as well. And so it appears that we're in this cycle where it's going to be about 38% one way or another. It's important. These are important elections. You're voting for local officials who make your planning boards and who pick up your garbage and make sure that you're safe with your local police departments and so forth. So these elections really touch everybody's lives, and it's important to get out there and make your voice heard.
Anything that's being done in particular or extra to make sure that ballots are safe and nothing's going to get tampered or anything like that?
Well, our usual bipartisan effort to continue making sure that every election is secure. We count every ballot. We recount every ballot. We have an audit after the election, and which is open to the public. You know, we make sure that we're extremely transparent here. So we continue to run a great board of elections and have a great bipartisan team here.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.